other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And I want to remind everybody that it's our sponsors that make this show possible. New Vitality's Aloes. With all the junk we eat, it's important that we do our very best to take care of our digestive system. New Vitality, one of our great sponsors, has a product called Aloes. Aloes is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy digestive function and even helps maintain weight loss. Aloes' all-natural ingredients nutritionally support regularity and assist your body in removing acclimated waste. It contains 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve overall health. Do yourself a favor and click on the big banner over at Infowars.com or give them a call at 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. And we're going to continue to take your calls. That call from Charles was rough. And I know Charles is a longtime listener. I've heard him many a time on the show. And, you know, I want to think the best of my soldiers most of the time. But I know people are people, man. And unfortunately, sometimes people aren't the greatest. We all have the capacity for good and evil. Let's go to the person who disagrees and goes to the head of line. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, what's up?
Hey, Jason. I'm a long-time listener of Alex Jones as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just listening to Dr. Craig Roberts, and I agree with him on an issue. And the issue, I believe, is that Dennis Kucinich is in the firing pan right now. He's the only one in there sticking up for our civil liberties. I think that the movement should stand behind him, since we actually have a congressman in there sticking up for our country and our rights. And I think we should be backing him, at least the people side of it. And then, the news will pick up on it. And
well, I don't know if the news is going to pick up on it, man. I think we are backing him. How much we do it? I want to believe that, man. But, geez, I mean, they just black out so much. I mean, they blacked out this DICE thing. They didn't report on Kucinich till like, the day after, and they barely did. I'm not seeing anybody discussing it on any of these political arena talk shows. What's it going to take? I mean, what are we going to do? Get 500 people outside the Capitol building? I mean, you tell me.
You got to move when you have your shot. Mm-hmm. And right now, we have a real true shot at it. We got a guy in there that's actually going after. We need to support him on those issues. We don't have to support the Democratic Party. We need to support him on those issues because he's fighting for our civil liberties.
Well, I'm with you there. I'm with you 100% there. I mean, well, like you said, if they don't take action, he's gonna do 60 articles of impeachment, and I think that's what we wait for. I mean, you know, I hate to wait more, but if they don't do anything with this legislation, I would love to see him stand on the House floor for 8 hours and go through 60 articles of impeachment. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up. I was on this as soon as someone told me. I taped it. Obviously, we got him on the radio. I think people should support him. I think they should call their congressman, their representative in their district, and tell them to support Mr. Kucinich. I'm all for that. Maybe you should, create a website, a quick one,
Yeah, I mean, after hearing him talk, I thought he was right on the money with that, at least in that part of it, because if we can get in there and start supporting him, and he starts to feel that he's got some backing from the American people, it'll make a huge difference. It might pick up like the Ron Paul thing, because we actually got another congressman in there going against, the institution, and I think that's a major plus right there.
I'm with you, Scott. Thank you for the call. And I'd just like to point out that Kucinich said on several occasions he would love to run with Ron Paul, They're buddies down there, and they know a lot of what's going on. All right, let's go to Lance in Missouri. Lance, you with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Jason?
Good,
excellent
man.
Job this week.
Awesome, thanks.
I wanted to disagree with what Paul Craig Roberts had to say. I don't believe Barack Obama is a very good choice at all.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is his coziness with Zbigniew Brzezinski.
That's a big thing right there. And you know what? I don't think that he's promoting him, say, but he really just thinks that Republicans are just so evil, and which they are. A lot of them are. But he just, I don't know, he can't get around it, man. We're going to hold you over. Yeah, I'm with you. Not only is he cozied up to Zbigniew, but I think there's more going on at that Bilderberg meeting than Paul Craig Roberts knows about. And on top of that, look, Jim Johnson was there. And he was the guy who was supposed to choose his running mate. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
J. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, and if you want to get at me, pretty easy to do, myspace.com/Jason Burmis, B-E-R-M-A-S. I do read the IMs, the comments, everything. In fact, one of the stories I'm going to go over is a U.S. school district to begin microchipping students' bags. It's real good stuff. We're going to get into that after we talk this Obama thing. But, yeah, I mean, Zygmunt Brzezinski's on the team. Johnson, Jim Johnson, who's a member of Bilderberg, was on the team. He meets with Hillary in the same locale as the Bilderberg group, undoubtedly with members of the Bilderberg group. I think he's a real threat too, Lance.
I think there's any doubt about it. I mean, I really appreciate a lot of Paul Craig Roberts' analysis, but in this case, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we talk a lot about problem, reaction, solution, and Zbigniew Brzezinski is part of the problem. He bragged about helping radicalize Islam and create the Mujahideen back under Jimmy Carter. There was a 1997 interview with him in a French magazine, I think it's called the Nouvelle Observateur, and Zbigniew Brzezinski brags about starting Mujahideen. Of course, that was before 9/11 when he thought it was safe to brag that way. Part of why I was calling in today, Jason, is to let you know I think you're on the right track with energizing everybody to just frankly take matters into their own hands and run for local and state offices around the country. That's the only thing we can do. You know, like Charles called in earlier, and I've been a long-time listener myself as well, and I've heard him call in and talk about handing out a lot of DVDs and videos, and that's essential work. But people don't really want to hear about, soldiers committing war crimes nonstop. Most people in our society, I think, just want to be left alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they don't want to have to think. You know, they want to be able to just sit back and relax. But a movie, you know, in a short period of time can turn somebody onto this.
Absolutely, and people need to be woken up that way. I mean, I guess, you know, I kind of shy away from the term waking up or waking people up. I think, you know, people are awake already. They're just not paying attention to political issues. And I don't think that's peculiar to America necessarily. I think that's worldwide. Just people generally just want to be left alone and want to just pursue their own interests. Unfortunately, I think in this country we're getting in a position where we don't have that luxury anymore. We can't afford to just sit back and let other people run the business of our government. Because like Plato said, the price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men.
That's absolutely right, man.
We've all got to take it on our own responsibility. I mean, you know, I want to kind of plug my own campaign. I in February of this year, drove down to Jefferson City, Missouri, and filed to be on the ballot as a state representative.
You got a website?
LanceWeber.com, LanceWeber.com.
All right.
My name is Lance Weber. I'm running in Kansas City, Missouri for state in the Missouri House of Representatives.
Well, all you listeners out in Missouri, let's support Lance. I thank you for the call. I mean, he's called in a couple times. He's got great points, and he's not about the right or left. He's about right and wrong, and that's what we need to be about. You know, he's right. Again, we need to become local government. We need to become the congressman. We need to become the media. I can't drill into people's heads enough, you know. I mean, we can do it if we want to do it, or we can sit back and slurp down our brouhahas. Let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania. Matt, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
I was calling because I wanted to tell you about, you ever hear of PennDOT in Pennsylvania, the Department of Motor Vehicles?
Okay, not really, but okay.
Okay, well, they're actually doing a real ID program.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was on my news yesterday, local news.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be integrated into the new license, or?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And I actually called them up. I spoke to 5 different people. Nobody would answer my questions. Nobody would talk to me. I actually called the news station, and they're actually telling me that they're taking people's information without rights or consent.
Well, you know what? You need to go to the next. You need to go to the next city council meeting, man. I mean, getting on a radio show like this and letting people know, I mean, obviously we have a few listeners out in Pennsylvania, a few of the callers have been from there, but you got to take it upon yourself. You know, this is
That's
it.
That's what I figured.
This is it. Get like 7 to 10 people. You better believe it, because they've been trying to install this now for the better part of this decade, okay? Since 2000, they've really wanted to do this. Obviously, 9/11 was a big push, and now they're starting to implement it, all right? Look at this story. Let's talk about this really quick. U.S. School District, this is out in Rhode Island. Okay, is now chipping students. They're putting them in their bags so that they can track them everywhere. They're getting us used to this. I mean,
I could see it all around me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who can't see it. I mean, it's all around you, and people, you know, just see it on. I mean, I can't believe the local news even covered it to begin with.
Well, you know what? They got to tell us sometime, and they just try to put a positive spin on it. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to another Pennsylvania caller. Let's go to Rob in Pennsylvania. Rob, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to call and talk about the call with Mike Regan.
Mm-hmm.
There was like at least 5 points I got of things that he was saying that utterly appalled me.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is he basically admits in that interview to agreeing that Operation Northwood is an actual legitimate document. And he also agrees that the Gulf of Tonkin was set up by us. But his argument is, well, it was done by Democratic administration. I find it appalling, even if he believes that, right? And even if he doesn't believe 9/11 was an inside job, how can you not report on this? I've heard this man talk about Jimmy Carter and FDR from things back to that long ago. But he doesn't find this noteworthy? I mean, to me,
well,
it's
he's
just
an op, dude. You know, come on. He's an op. He's a neocon op. He gets talking points like the other little neocon ops. You shouldn't be surprised when it comes out that he's also on some sort of a federal or government payroll. They probably kick him, you know, another 100, 200 grand a year to just promote their propaganda, man. I mean, this is Reagan's kid, okay? I know it's not his blood kid, but it's Reagan's son. You know, I can only imagine the connections this guy's made. And, of course, he's got to be limited hangout because, you know, again, he probably has talked about the CFR and the Bilderberg Group before, just like Limbaugh used to talk about it. You know, it was an accepted thing to talk about. But as soon as it started shifting from, you know, because if you remember, Jones actually promoted Buchanan, you know, gave to his campaign back then. People were still fooled into this false left-right paradigm. But with the attacks of 9/11, with the cover-up on both ends, more and more people are realizing it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. I mean, obviously, Paul Craig Roberts still, you know, has a long way to go there. He still thinks the Democrats are slightly better. But I'm not going to choose the lesser of two evils. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I just think that the absurdity of being able to boldface tell all the, what, supposedly 5 million listeners that he has every night. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I agree that this stuff happened, but I don't think that this is worthy news. I mean, it's just a joke. And I would encourage anyone out there that if you ever do happen to stumble upon these shows, just to listen to things like that, that, like, they think that the American public aren't worth reporting this information to. And it's disgusting, and they'll accuse us of not being patriots. Yet, I mean, honestly, how could you consider yourself a patriot when you have 5 million people in your audience and you utterly believe that the Gulf of Tonkin was set up by the United States and you never report it?
Well, he likes sleeping on his big bed of money, man. Thanks, Rob, for the phone call. But, yeah, I mean, he's kicking back in a king-sized bed, probably has a good-looking wife, big-screen television. He's living in the lap of luxury like he always has been. Like I said, he's a spoiled rich kid, and he's not in reality. He gets talking points. He works for them. That's the bottom line. Let's go to Derek in Texas. Derek, are you with us?
I'm with you, Jason. Hey, there needs to be more people like you in radio and less people like Mike Reagan, in my opinion. You're doing a really good job.
Thanks, man. Well, I mean, these guys, you know what kills me about these guys is they've got the crazy national audience. And there are a lot of nutballs out there that are totally gung-ho, kill the brown people, kill the people that support them. And for him to say that, for him to say he'll pay for the bullet after advocating for the murder of Mark Dice and other 9/11 truthers is just unreal.
Well, absolutely. And I want to encourage Alex Jones's audience to call these neocon shows, get by the screener, and let them have the truth to wake these audiences up, because each one of these audiences are a couple million a week, and that's work we need to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to let you know, I'm a member of AE911Truth.org, and I appreciate Richard Gage and your work. You guys have done fantastic. And I would like to issue an edict to all the engineering undergrads. You know, when I was going to school, 9/11 happened, and I'm a structural engineer. And the comment that got made to me by my professors who had PhDs in the subject was, looks like they figured out a new way to perform a controlled demolition. And the chatter that was going around was like, well, why don't they just, you know, swing a ball into the top of the building and set a fire, then wait an hour, and it just comes tumbling down. I mean, it was just ridiculous to us at the time, but really it wasn't until Alex a couple years later to where I saw everything. And, man, just keep going. I mean, you guys are doing fantastic. Sooner or later, this is going to be out. And, you know, these people in this neocon administration are going to be judged harshly, because history will view you, Jason, and Alex, and the other guys as the ones to turn everything around.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much. And, you know, that is a great organization. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth really give us a huge amount of validity. And right now, if you're an architect or an engineer, and you're not a part of this organization, we need you more than ever. Richard Gage is trying to get 1,000 people to sign up before September 11th, and he's looming somewhere around the 400 mark. Now, that means we need 600 more of you guys. If you know somebody who knows this information, encourage them to speak up. All right? Don't hide in the shadows. If we hide in the shadows, there'll be no shadows to hide in eventually. You can't run from this stuff forever. You got to face it head on, and that's what I'm all about. Let's take one more caller. Before the next break, let's go to James in Ohio. James, are you with us?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
I don't know if you remember. I talked to you a while ago. You had Jim Mars on. You were sitting in for Alex.
Okay.
And you guys were all on the law enforcement aspect of police state and stuff.
Sure.
I was a caller that spoke about getting egged in the side of the head and arrested for not giving my ID up.
Yep. That whole fiasco. How's that turning out for you right now?
It was already resolved when I talked to you. I just didn't get a chance to finish the whole thing.
All right, well, hold on. I'll pass the break, and we'll go over how that was resolved. This guy was attacked, and then, of course, the police arrest him. You know, that's how it goes in America. We're going to come back on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Yeah.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. I'm going to be stepping in all week. I want to remind everybody to go out and get some of Alex's films: Endgame, Terror Storm, The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, my films, Loose Change, America, Freedom to Fascism, of course, another great movie. Make copies and hand them out. You know, that's how we're gonna break down these minds. We have James from Ohio on the line, and he got attacked by some egging, some probably vandals, and he calls it in, and he's the one who ends up getting arrested. How did that all turn out, James?
Well, basically, I got charged with causing alarm and annoyance to others because I told the cop that I felt I was the victim. What do you need my driver's license for? And he charged me with it, No, they didn't. They arrested me and took me to the station, but they didn't take me to the jail. They just tried to figure out what charges to give me. Then, once they gave me one, they let me go, and then I had to go to court. When I got to court, I talked to an attorney friend, and he said, you know, this is bogus. Just plead no contest. Judge will see right through this. And the judge's response was, well, since 9/11, officer asked you your name, you better give it to him. So I'm going to give you a court cost and a $100 fine. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I never tried to pursue it after that. I just took it and whatever. But I do want to echo the sentiment you just gave with supporting Alex. I recently got a membership to Prison Planet TV, and it is, oh, wow, it's just awesome. I recommend anybody listening to it for, I think it's like 15, 20 cents a day. It's, if you can help fight this and support Alex, you really need to. But the reason I'm calling today is over the weekend, where I live here in Ohio, we had a tasering incident.
Okay.
And the reason I think that it really deserves to be put in the limelight is it was tasering of a juvenile. A girl.
How old was the kid?
15.
And what did she do?
She was, I guess, in a fight or a confrontation with another girl.
Oh, and the cops came and tased her for it?
And she didn't stop when the cop says. You can see the video at, like, WMFMJ Channel 21.
Listen, why don't you send me a link, because I got to jump, because I'm about to have We Are Change on. But send Aaron InfoWars a link, and we'll try to post the video. Thanks for the call, James. Let's take another couple callers before we go to We Are Change Vancouver and discuss the incident with Colin Powell. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good, how are you?
Good, man.
I was going to call about Mark Deutsch was sending the DVDs
yep.
to soldiers. Well, if you have a MySpace account, you can go into search
mm-hmm.
and change the country to Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get about thousands of troops have a MySpace.
Yep.
And you can put it in there. You can become friends with them, or you can just put...
Great idea. And you can just embed videos right there.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I hope that people do it in a respectful manner. I think that the mailing thing, though, is just a little bit more personal.
Yes.
And it lets you get an in with, you know, some kind of food product, or maybe you do have the money to, you know, buy a DVD player. Maybe you do have the money to kick them, you know, an actual DVD of something else or a hard copy. But, yeah, that's another great way to get at people. And just do it respectfully. Just be like, look, man, you know, I just hope that you're aware that this stuff is going on and this has nothing to do with you. I just hope this helps you make a better, more informed decision.
And can I bring up another point?
Sure, go ahead.
What do you think the probability of, was it Flight 77 that crashed in Chengsil?
No, that was Flight 93. And I got to tell you, there is no chance whatsoever that that plane was downed in that open field in Chengsil, Pennsylvania. There's a possibility that something was shot down over that area, possibly, but the majority of it didn't crash in that open field in Chengsil, Pennsylvania. If that is the case, I have no idea where that plane actually is, if it wasn't the one that was shot down over it. You know, again, they're following Flight 93. They're also following a Phantom flight at the same exact time. You know, it's unbelievable. They were following Delta 1989 at the same time that supposedly had bombs on board. They had hijackings coming in out of Canada. Later on, they had hijackings coming in out of Alaska, I believe, with Korean Airlines. So, I mean, I'm not convinced at all. I didn't see a piece of an engine. I didn't see a piece of a tail section, a wing section. I didn't see bodies. I didn't see luggage. I didn't see a plane crash, okay? I had to wait 4.5 years to see two pieces of fuselage and a red headband that was untouched that supposedly the hijackers wore. And you can watch that all for free at Loose Change, loosechange911.com. They got the link to the movie. I mean, you can check it out on video.google.com. We'll be back with We Are Change Vancouver.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be in all week. And we have Travis from We Are Change Vancouver on the line. Travis, are you with us?
I'm with you, Jason, with you in total solidarity, my brother. It's Travis from the land of the taser, home of the slave, here in fascist Vancouver, B.C., otherwise known as DJ Ball. We've talked before, Mr. Burmis, and it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me back on the show, my brother.
Hey, no problem, man. So why don't you just fill people in on the situation with Colin Powell yet again? We're trying to become the media. We're trying to ask real questions. We're trying to make a difference in this country, and what happens?
Well, I guess we'll start off with Gail Davidson, who was from Lawyers Against War, a coalition of lawyers that tried to get Colin Powell inadmissible to Canada. Colin Powell, actually, the more I research into the past, the more disgusted and disturbed I got, whether it was covering up the My Lai Massacre or trying to cover up the My Lai Massacre in 1969, whether it was in 91 fabricating 2,500 tanks with forged satellite imagery, whether it was the speech of lies that he delivered. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Rendition slaves, torture, that, you know, he's a many strikes against the Geneva Convention. So anyway, Gail Davidson tried to get Powell basically not allowed into the country and petitioned our immigration minister, Dianne Finley. Of course, we've got a conservative government now in Canada led by a Manchurian candidate of a prime minister named Stephen Harper. That's a complete traitor to us. He signed on February 14th with no parliamentary oversight a law allowing foreign troops on Canadian soil. So we've got our hands full up here. Anyway, the petition from Lawyers Against War went nowhere. The immigration minister didn't even basically let it happen. So anyway, we had Colin Powell come and talk about leadership. We bought tickets, four of our change members, me, James Flack, my co-director, and Tosh, and Roxana from Vancouver 9/11. We bought tickets to go inside, and the organizers that built the event, as no question, would be off limits. So we thought this would be a great chance to ask Colin Powell about his stance on depleted uranium, which he is on the record. We Are Change Ohio had confronted Powell on BU a while back, and Colin Powell lied again, like the other Pinocchio Powell lied again and said that DU is completely safe and that he had been around it all his life. I mean, it just takes a simple Google search to look at what the effects of depleted uranium are in 4.5 billion year shelf life to just realize that's absurd. So anyway, the question answer period goes on. So Powell goes on and speaks about, you know, he regurgitates the same lies about men hiding out in caves and not giving up our freedoms and yada, yada, yada. Really boring to tell you the truth, Jason. While he was talking, I was text messaging our protesters that were outside bullhorning. We had Johnny Little, Patrick, Darren, Drew, a bunch of people from our group bullhorning the venue, and I was directing them through text message to get them closer, closer, closer. They were bullhorning the vent, so we could hear the bullhorning inside the venue, which was absolutely amazing, and gave me the strength to get to the question-answer period. Mm-hmm. The question-answer period was a complete fraud. The organizers basically gave us cards when we entered the venue, and instead of no questions off limits, you had to hand write down your questions on cards.
Isn't that freedom? They're going to decide. Everybody write down a question, and then we're going to choose the ones we like.
Exactly. So get this. This is where it got absolutely absurd. So question I think number two or three was general, iPhone or BlackBerry. You know, who really gives a damn about that? I mean, come on. Then it went into question number four. General, now that the Stanley Cup playoffs are over, who are you going for, Lakers or Celtics? And that was enough.
That his staff totally loads up the questions, too.
We don't give a damn about basketball up here. No one's asked. No one cares about the Lakers and Celtics. It's ridiculous. We want to know how he plans on staying out of the Hague. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, I jumped up out of my seat in front of 1,500 members of his fan club, sheep, just idiots, to tell you the truth, people that had no idea of his history, and I yelled up at the top of my lungs, you know, I got a question. With all due respect, I got a question. I got a question. And the moderator talked over me, tried to silence me. That's when James Flack, who's an absolutely, you know, we've just signed him on as a co-director with We Are Change Vancouver. He's an absolute patriot, jumped up, and he said, I got a question. Explain to me why the hell you're using depleted uranium and killing generations of future life.
Oh, they don't want the real questions, you know? Oh, no, he's a good guy. Stop.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as we jumped up and we demanded, you know, ask some real questions, we had Vancouver Police Department all over us and escorted us out. When we got to the doors, there was another member of our group, a 50-year-old ballet teacher. I mean, this doesn't get any, this is just ridiculous. 50-year-old ballet teacher by the name of Roxana, who got up to ask a question as well. General, what about DU? And then she asked that, three more plainclothes got on her and actually physically bounced her at the door. The video is unbelievable. We've got it posted. But anyway, while this was going on, Jason, unbelievably on the outside, this is what's really messed up about this whole incident, is on the outside, we had hired out an independent freelance cameraman, a friend of mine from the film world, a friend that's got no political affiliations, a friend, his name is Mike Barcelona, doesn't even know who Alex Jones is.
Uh-huh.
I'd asked him to come out and just document the protest outside. He was like, sure, no problem. Get some protest footage on my reel. No problem. I'll help you out, Travis. So anyway, as we're getting bounced out of the venue, he's on the sidewalk outside of the Vancouver Convention Center, a facility I believe that was paid by with taxpayer money, filming protesters. When he has an officer, Murdoch, come over to him and says right off the hop, he says, you're going to jail. And what Mike didn't know is that this officer, Murdoch, had told a couple people 50 feet away earlier that it's time to leave. All right, so the cameraman didn't know this. But we have footage that shows Officer Murdoch looking at Mike and giving him a bit of a smear. So there's a couple theories I have on why he went for our cameraman and arrested him. Michael Barcelona now has a court date for July 21st.
What are they charging him with?
They're charging him with assault by trespass, which is a charge so ludicrous that our lawyer, Gail Davidson, who's been great and stepped up for us, has said she's never even found a case of this being actually prosecuted. So they're just trying to smear him, get him in the system. They had him in jail for 9 hours.
Bow down to our masters. Don't resist. What was it? Is that assault by trespass?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Assault by trespass. It's just absolutely absurd.
So now you don't even have to hurt anybody physically. You don't even have to verbally assault somebody anymore. You just have to quote-unquote trespass, which could be anything from being on the wrong sidewalk at the wrong time at the wrong place, and you're now charged with assault by trespass. That's incredible to me.
It's absolutely absurd, and this is Canada, where we're the land of the free.
Yeah.
Not likely. So anyway, yeah, well, this was just after this had all happened, Drew Noftel's got he's a great, great patriot. He's organizing something called the March on Ottawa 2008.com. You can go check out his website. Drew was on his way out of the venue afterwards, and he was followed by Vancouver Police Department on his bicycle and stopped twice for not riding a helmet. Now, the context of this, Jason, is that right around the corner, we're the Lower East Side of Vancouver is one of the most notorious drug spots in all of the world. There's guys who've got needles hanging out of their arms. It's a terrible situation down there. But they're targeting and hassling peaceful protesters. So, you know, I've got mixed emotions about how this whole thing went down, because almost the whole time the VPD were incredible. They were really good. They were letting us bullhorn the vents into the facility. They were great. We had an employee from the Vancouver Convention Center come on and said, you guys have all the right to be out here to protest. Then all of a sudden, either a call got made, a switch got tripped, because all of a sudden the police went from super cool to one of them saying, you guys got to get out of here now. And I think it coincided with when the event was over, and they didn't want protesters getting in the elite's way, is what I think.
Don't want to be in an earshot of Colin Powell, a guy who's basically propagated the murder of thousands of people and gets up there and smiles and plays the good cop, you know, and when he leaves the administration, oh, they were so bad. I'm not one of them. Yeah, right. He gets
this
up.
This guy's a war criminal.
Oh, absolute war criminal.
Absolute war criminal filth. He belongs in jail. He belongs locked up, along with the rest of the scumbags. You know what, Jason? Mm-hmm. I'm just sick and tired of these satanic, inbred Pinocchio psychopaths that are messing up the planet right now. I'm sick of them. I know you're sick of them. Enough is enough with these guys. And you know what, people? They're not going to stop until everyone gets off their butts, stops being that keyboard warrior, and gets in the streets and do it peacefully. You know what? When this all went down, we had a lot of help. Just before I forget, Jason, Luke Radowski came through huge. Jim and Dave from Freedom Fighter Radio came through huge. They had people calling from all over the world, calling the Vancouver Police Department switchboard and shut it down, more or less, to get our cameraman free. And
why don't you throw out your website right now? And I want to let people know, because I also get, you know, emails from people all the time. What can I do? How do I get involved? How do I get involved? You go to wearechange.org, and you see all the organizations that are set up there locally around the world. And if there's not one of them where you are, you start it. Correct?
That's exactly right. You don't even need an organization. You just need the courage. If we don't stand up now, Jason, we're going to be in rail cars getting loaded off the FEMA camps. I mean, I never thought that would happen, but the more it's becoming apparent that these people aren't going to stop until we stop them. WeAreChangeVancouver.org. Guys, please come to our website. Check out the video. There's a whole rundown of what went down. We have a little chip-in widget on our thing. If you can find it in your heart to throw in some coffee money into our chip-in, we would like to raise a bit of money so that we can be a more effective fighting force for everybody's freedom.
No, absolutely. These are the organizations that, you know, we need to promote. And We Are Change is the premier patriot organization in my eyes. They are the most active. You know, I love truthaction.org. I love lonelantern.org. But at the you know, end of the day, these are the guys that are on the ground every single day, folks. I mean, they make news all week long from across the globe, whether it's Peter Power being confronted, you know, whether it's Michael Bloomberg being confronted, whether it's an actual parliament member attacking We Are Change. You know, it's We Are Change that are asking the tough questions and getting out there, man.
That's exactly right, and they don't like real questions. You know what? We were abandoned by a press. We Are Change had to step up because we were abandoned by a press and left to get fed on by this parasitic group of psychopaths. There is no real press anymore, and that's where We Are Change is filling that void, Jason. That's basically our goal, is becoming the media, because there is no media. There's just a bunch of limp-wristed propagandists that have sold us all out.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Let's take some calls while you're still with us. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, are you with us? Tom Drop?
I just want to tell you how much I enjoy the show, and I actually just discovered you guys yesterday, believe it or not.
Oh, excellent. That's awesome, man. Yeah, where are you listening from? You're in Texas. Are you listening on FM?
I'm actually on the Internet, and
okay.
I live in Dallas.
Oh, excellent. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be coming out to Dallas. This is something I should be promoting. I'm going to be coming out to Dallas this weekend. There's a screening at, I think it's the Fort Worth Theater. If you go to 911blogger.com, all the info is there, or my website, loosechange911.com. But it's at 8 p.m. It's at one of the big theaters in Dallas, and I'm going to be speaking there. It's only $5. We're going to be showing Loose Change Final Cut, and I'm going to be taking your questions afterwards. So, you know, you agree with me, you disagree with me, please come down. It should be a good event. I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't believe you just found us. So what got you into this type of information, Tom?
Well, you know, I've always been fairly independent as far as my ideas. I've always been a little more, I'd like to think, objective and freedom-oriented than most people.
Uh-huh.
And I have a friend of mine who's really into objectivism. Are you familiar with that?
Sure.
He's really into that, and he just talks to me about a lot of issues, and I started kind of getting interested in freedom-oriented stuff, and I started just doing searches on the Internet.
Awesome, man. Listen,
unfortunately, it's still the greatest thing ever that until they shut it down for us. But...
yeah, until they bring an Internet, too, and we're all controlled about our bandwidth and IP addresses, and we'll all have a little profile on it. Pure hell.
Exactly.
Yeah, pure tyranny. Thanks for the call, Tom. Tom, I hope you're still listening in. I hope that you check out Loose Change, Terror Storm, Endgame. This should be a whole new world for you if you just found us. Let's go to another caller. Remember, we're with Travis from We Are Change Vancouver. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, are you with us? Sean, you there? I guess he must have dropped. Let's jump to Fred in Philly. Fred, are you there?
Hi. I want to bring up something that will be of interest to Travis, Paul Craig Roberts, and Jonathan, who was on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little known fact, but it's really nailed down. There have been U.S. citizens that are not of non-Arab background, have not committed a crime, who have been basically abducted and held. In an example of one, John in Atlanta, for 5.5 months, without charges, in isolation, without access to outside communication or a lawyer. This is a little known fact. There are some journalists that do not get play. James Brovard, who has his own news agency in the Washington, D.C. Suburbs, mm-hmm. knows at least a half a dozen cases of U.S. citizens having been treated this way. Georgia Homeland Security, Federal Homeland Security, and DeKalb County Security, or whatever they are, arrested or abducted, is a better word, a gentleman, a young man, from Atlanta, and he was only released in the end of October of 03.
Well, Fred, do us a favor. Email us these stories. We'd love to do a story on American citizens being detained... you know, under Military Commissions
yeah.
Act, Patriot Act, all that stuff, sure.
Let me just say that the only way he was able to get out was that a doctor said that she basically realized that he was never going to be released, a woman doctor,
mm-hmm.
and she smuggled out a note, and that he was able to use habeas corpus. So
gotcha.
It's happening to people who have no connection with the military.
Please send it out to Aaron at Infowars.com. I thank you for the call. It's not shocking to me that they're actually doing this, Travis. I mean, when you see the type of horrific things that they're able to do overseas, and then you look at 9/11, how they were able just to extinguish 3,000-plus lives on that day to get their agenda across, it doesn't shock me anymore, man.
It doesn't me either, Jason. You know what? My grandfather fought the Nazis, and unfortunately, they've been reincarnated. It doesn't shock me at all. When we go and do informationing about 9/11, I go with the Vancouver 9/11 Truth people quite a bit. They're a great group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And where we get comments a lot of the time is by people that are like, there's no way the government would kill 3,000 people. Are you guys crazy? And it's like, what about the Gulf of Tonkin, where they made up lies and they went to war and they killed 60,000 of your troops and 3 million Vietnamese? I mean, people can't comprehend the end justifies the means mentality that these psychopaths have. There's no humanity. It's just a... you know, you got to look at the big picture. If you don't think Dick Cheney and George Bush were willing to write off a couple of 3,000 people to get a foothold in the Middle East, then you haven't done your homework or your research.
I'm with you, man.
The Big New Brzezinski writes about this in the Grand Chessboard about the Middle East and Eurasia being completely, totally important for United States global dominance. I'd recommend everyone read the Grand Chessboard. We got the Fraser Institute here in Vancouver, this right wing scum tank, putting on an event called the Illuminismo Dinner Series, which is Big New Brzezinski coming up in September.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of filth our government and our people are allowing into our country right now, Jason?
Well, Travis, unless we keep standing up, unless we become the media like you guys are trying to do, unless we become more active, unless we, you know, get out there and spread the truth to people, we're going to live under this tyranny. I thank you for joining us, Travis. Go check them out at wearechange.org, wearechangevancouver.org. We're going to be back taking more calls, and then we have We Are Change California coming up. Stuart Howe.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. They've always done before.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, we do the last hour in video for you. We encourage you to go check out Infowars.com if you missed any of the first 3 hours or any of the show at all. We loop it for 24 hours for free. You can get the podcast over there. But if you want to support us, PrisonPlanet.tv is the way to go. And remember, the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, will be available only to PrisonPlanet.tv members on July 4th. I believe that's when it starts shipping out that week. So you'll probably be able to see it before anybody else. And it's really just an extraordinary film that I'm very happy was put together. It shows the activist part of this movement, and we need more of it. So I'm going to take some more callers before the top of the hour, and we've got Justin in Texas on the line, and if you disagree, which I'm sure he does, you go to the front. So, Justin, what's up?
Hey, I was just calling today to remind everybody that there's going to be a big debate between Richard Gage and Mark Roberts tonight. I think it's supposed to be on Hardfire, so for everyone to keep an eye out for that.
Okay, so they'll probably be up on the net tomorrow, huh?
It should be up pretty quick, I'm assuming, and that's Richard Gage is a pretty big name for the truth movement, so it should prove to be pretty entertaining. If nothing else, I also wanted to bring up the unsecured coins story.
All right, let me get a second in here. So here's the problem with all that. You guys use lies anyway. I mean, you're used to lying. You lie every day in your little debunker sites, and then it's okay for you to make up a lie about a real issue. Let me tell you about an article I got right in front of me, okay? U.S. school district to begin microchipping students. Now, admittedly, they're not putting the chips in the arms of the students, but they're putting it in their backpack, and they're tracking them everywhere they go. Now, back in 2006, I got four separate articles all about how the Pentagon is now going to start chipping soldiers. So it's something that's really happening. You're using the truth, and then you're making up a story on it and lying so that we cover it. I mean, you guys lie all the time. That's the problem, man. At least I'm trying to tell the truth, Justin.
Sure. There was, I thought, a legitimate point to be made by the fact that pretty much every single person who emailed Unsecured Coins, his handle on JREF, immediately got a response letting him know that the story was not real.
Yeah, but Justin, why would I engage him? Justin, why would I engage him when he's done nothing but, true for this and, just insult us? Just insult
him?
Why would I believe him? Because
yeah,
he's putting out there on a public...
He's such a critic of loose change, obviously.
Because it's happening to soldiers, man. It is happening to soldiers. And I thought he may have been the unlucky one to get picked. I thought maybe, it might turn him around and put him into more of a human state and realize that this is a problem. I'm sorry, dude. Are you for people getting chipped? Because I remember reading some of your comments on there, and it was like, well,
absolutely
you're still my...
Not. Actually, some of the comments that I posted were specifically just to embellish, but...
Exactly, and that's another point, Justin. But that's another point. You're trying to specifically... Hold on. You're specifically lying on purpose. You're trying to engage the enemy with false information about a true subject so that you can discredit them. That's classic propaganda, man. I mean, I don't think you're on a payroll or anything, but you're engaging in the same tactics that the media uses. It's just like, all right, in 2004, it came out in the mainstream media that all these Mexican officials took chips to get to secure locations, and they put out a crazy number, like 144, to kind of test the waters. And then a few months later, they had to admit that it was a much lower number, but they wanted to see how the media was going to react to that. Purposeful disinfo. Justin, thanks for the call. We got We Are Change. Who is it? We got We Are Change LA, Stuart Howe. He's in the new movie, 9/11 Truth Rising. All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dirt.